time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Yes, indeed, it is the Pain Clinic. No, do not change the station. I know I'm not the cash man. He's still trapped in the elevator. Please send tweets and text and prayers for cash. Going on a week.
Yeah.
Stuck in the elevators here.
We've been lowering food down.
We can crack the door open just a little bit to lower down some Salvatore's and Donuts Delight to pour cash. And a bucket, too. I think he said he needed a bucket.
I don't know what he would need that for.
Yeah, I don't know what you would need that for.
Either.
But this is the Pain Clinic. Yes, Cashman not here. Cashman taking, I don't know, his first day off from the show in,
decades.
I don't know, decades?
Well, I don't know. It's been a while. It's been a long time.
Yeah, so Cash has a well-deserved day off, but we are here. We are still going to talk pro wrestling with you today. And, gee, I don't know what there is to talk about today.
It's only the biggest wrestling weekend of the summer.
Yeah. It's going to be fantastic. But let's get down to some business first. Yes, this is the Pain Clinic, August 22nd, holidays today. I have to stick to the Cash tradition of telling you what weird holidays are today. It's Be an Angel Day and National Tooth Fairy Day.
Oh, Tooth Fairy. All
so,
right.
So some let's
say
go home
fairy
and.
Tooth Fairy is an angel.
It could be.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think of Dwayne Johnson, though, as the Tooth Fairy?
It was much better than Larry the Cable Guy as the Tooth Fairy.
Birthdays today, Road Warriors, Precious Paul Ellering, 62, former WCW wrestler and brother of Booker T. Stevie Ray, 57, and former NXT champion, the man gravity forgot, Adrian Neville, 29 today.
I wonder if he just floats around because gravity forgot.
Well, gravity
about
forgot
him.
You, yeah, yeah. I would assume you can just float
just
and levitate.
Floats everywhere he goes.
Pain Clinic today, brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and our favorite location, Donuts Delight, Empire Culver. Pizza and donuts. Best combination ever. But another location we'll be all at tomorrow night. Join us tomorrow night, WWE SummerSlam pay-per-view out at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. It's going to be hosted by us. As always, prizes, drink specials all night long. It's an early start time, don't forget. This pay-per-view starts at 7.
7, so get there early. Parking is usually insane for the big four.
Yes.
So get
WrestleMania,
there early.
SummerSlam, Royal Rumble, Survivor Series, get there early. And we're going to try to get there early as well, maybe show the pre-show on one of the TVs.
Yeah, we hope so.
Special 7 o'clock start time, so that Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. And I believe Cash will have some Pain Clinic t-shirts for sale as well. $10 gets you one of those. He's touting the new pink ones.
You can dress like us.
You could.
Yeah.
And then you get free stuff.
And
like
get,
hugs
and
from Artiste.
And you get all the ladies.
Yes. The ladies love the Pain Clinic
That's
t-shirts.
That's right. Especially if they're pink. Because then you're permanently friend-zoned.
Yes. No safer thing to wear. And join us at Salvatore's again, September 5th, UFC 191. 10 p.m. start time there. Flyweight champion Demetrius Mighty Mouse Johnson takes on John Dodson. As always, hosted by us. Ladies, I think, still get in for free.
Of course they do.
The fellas, you got to pay, but come on. It's $5. Hey. Bucks. You get to see some UFC. You get to see people knock each other out.
Yeah, you might see some faces get beat in, which is nice at a UFC event.
Well, you did last time.
That's
Where
right.
else could you legally see two women just go at it and knock the crap out of each other?
In 34 seconds.
In 34 seconds. Ronda Rousey. And Bill Gray's, home of the world's greatest cheeseburger. Check out one of their 14 locations. Our favorite right next door at the Strong Museum of Play. Our friend Jamie over there. There's something for everyone at Bill Gray's. You can find the nearest Bill Gray's to you online at
BillGray's.com.
All right. And just a reminder, too, August 29th, Frontier Field.
That's 1 week from tonight.
Greg the Hammer Valentine.
You can meet him like we met him earlier this year. He's got giant hands.
Yes, he does. His mitts are huge. And we just got a text. Oh, no. Send more food. Cash man.
Oh, no.
He's still. Oh, we'll go lower you down an apple fritter or something. And another big event I have to talk about real quick before we get into all the wrestling talk. As some of you may know by now, some of you may know, some of you may not know, one of the family members here at the Pain Clinic, one of our own, the Mark, Mark Fantasia, recently diagnosed with testicular cancer. He's had some operations. He just finished up some radiation therapy this week, so we're hoping for the best for him. But we are having a big bash out for him today. It's going to be in Webster. It's going to be out at the Knights of Columbus, 70 Barrett Drive. You can get tickets at the door for the event. It starts at 3. It ends whenever we say it ends. There's going to be food, drink. There's going to be live music. We have tons of prizes, especially for you sports fans out there.
Awesome.
Jim Kelly autographed football, Andre Reed autographed mini helmets, a signed jersey from last year's Offensive Rookie of the Year, Odell Beckham Jr.
Ooh.
You can get your hands on that. But again, stand up to cancer with us. I love the tagline for the event. Come have a ball for Mark Fantasia. Pun intended, taking it in humor, but everybody come on out, support one of our own.
Yeah, definitely. It's a good cause. It's a great time. There's lots of stuff for kids, too, there.
Oh, yeah, face painting. Yeah, but tons of food, 50-50 raffles. I literally delivered a bunch of gift baskets to Mark's family.
Nice.
If you like to drink, I personally hand-delivered like 25 bottles of wine, one of them being like a freakish prop size bottle. So if you want to get your drink on,
it's not a giant. It's not a giant-sized bottle of wine.
Anybody want a peanut?
Anybody?
Stop that rhyming. Rhyming, I mean it.
Sorry. Oh, yeah, but I don't know. So, yeah, that's it for the plugs and stuff to talk about. Is there anything going on this weekend?
Biggest wrestling weekend of the summer.
Oh, yeah!
If you live in the tri-state area, you must be, and you're a wrestling fan, you must be losing your mind. You got so much going on in New York City. Last night, there was an ROH show with stars from New Japan. Tonight, you have NXT, guest starring Jushin Thunder Liger on top of everything else. And then tomorrow night, of course, is SummerSlam, the biggest event of the summer for the WWE. They're actually extending it one extra hour. You got Taker versus Lesnar, Rollins versus Cena. It's huge. So it's a big, big, big weekend for wrestling.
And before we dive in, where are my manners? We have to do proper introductions.
Oh, yeah.
I am not the Cash. I am DC Danny Cole. I did not grow up on the show. Just been a fan my whole life. And, you know, I started bringing donuts in, so they said, hey, you could sit down on the show if you want.
It's usually how it works.
To my right here.
The donuts was much easier than my hazing that I went through.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, trial by fire for me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's like the Maze Runner almost.
You may recognize the dulcet tones.
That's right.
Of Jay-Z.
That's right. I'm here. Or you can say, hey, howdy, folks. It's me, JR. I'm here.
I will never forget that phone call.
It's my favorite moment that I've ever had on the show. But anyway, yeah, I'm here. I'm happy to be here. I was excited that Rich thought of me when he was trapped in the elevator to text me immediately after, you know, texting his wife and, well, his kids and all that.
But we just got another message. He says, send women, too. That's going to be a little harder, Cash. You might just have to hold tight.
Yeah.
No pun intended. And you spoke about a trial by fire here. We're giving another new guy a trial by fire. Someone I work with, he's a huge wrestling fan. I said, hey, we got some open mics. And we got a lot to talk about this Saturday.
That's right.
So my buddy Matt, but everybody here on the show needs a nickname, and he comes with his own. Chewy.
Chewy. Hi.
How are
you? Do you do a Chewbacca impression?
Not very well, no.
Okay, now we can talk about wrestling. Introductions out of the way. I mean, I assume we start with tonight's festivities, NXT TakeOver Brooklyn.
Yeah. And if you have an opinion, give us a call at 222-1280. Or star 1280, I think it is. And you can even tweet us. I'm on the Twitter waiting for your tweets.
And you can text us. Same number, 222-1280. We've already got, oh, man, Cash. Drop it. We'll get you out of the elevator soon enough.
Now, we got to wonder if they are actually Cash Man texting us.
Yeah, I don't think that's Cash's number.
Well, we could give it out on the show, but we won't do that.
I tell you what, for every day he's stuck in there, we'll release a number just so he can have some people calling him and keep him company.
He's how did he charge his phone? That's what I want to know.
That's a good point.
He had one of those like big battery packs with him.
Oh, okay.
You can charge it 4 or 5 times.
So yeah. We just like raise and lower that.
Oh, that works. That works.
Yeah. That way you only have to check in him like every couple days or so.
He'll be fine. He's got a bucket, right?
He's got like four.
He's
or five
got a
selfies.
Bucket. He's fine. But tonight, NXT TakeOver Brooklyn, I mean, where do you start? You got, let's start the big name they're bringing in for the event you had already mentioned.
Jushin Thunder Liger facing a Tyler Breeze, which is going to be a very interesting matchup. If you've never seen a Jushin Thunder Liger match, you're in for a treat. He still can go. He's been around for good 20 years, and he's incredible in the ring, and for Tyler Breeze, it must be an honor to be able to wrestle a guy who's a legend, literally a legend in Japan. And he's sort of legendary here. He had some good matches in WCW. and back in the mid-90s with Brian Pillman and all that stuff. But having him on an NXT show is huge. So,
well, especially, like you said, the area it's in. I mean, what bigger hotbed for wrestling has there ever been than the New York City area?
No joke. And New Japan ran a show in Manhattan, Lower Manhattan, a couple of years ago. It was sold out. The crowd was hot. And just bringing in these guys from New Japan to work in a WWE show. This is WWE's stomping grounds, bringing them into Brooklyn. So it's very interesting to see the two biggest companies kind of working together. I look forward to seeing what they do in the future as well.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if this is just like a one-off or... Because the whole way they got in touch with them, you know, they through emails, and they say it's just a one-time thing, but, I mean, who knows?
Well, you know...
see how tonight goes. I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, one of my favorite wrestlers from Japan, Nakamura, really wants to wrestle Daniel Bryan.
Maybe if they ever clear him.
And if we see that, that could be a... I would love to see that at a WrestleMania. How huge would that be?
That'd be a dream match.
I'm just fantasizing now. But.
The problem would be, you know, WWE having to get out of their own way.
Which is basically what the problem is with the booking of SummerSlam. We'll go into that later.
Oh, yeah, we'll talk about SummerSlam later on. But still more to talk about tonight's NXT TakeOver Brooklyn event. Big NXT Divas match. Could we see the passing of the torch now that, you know, Miss Sasha Banks, the boss... pretty much moving up to the main roster.
I would like to see it. I think it's about time for Bailey to come out and actually shine.
I think I hate to be the contrarian. I don't see Bailey as a champ. I love Bailey. I think she's great, but I don't see her as a champion.
She's a hugger.
She's a hugger, but I don't see her as a champion. I just don't. I don't know. Maybe we'll see some heelish tactics or something from her. That's what she really needs. She needs that edge to her. She's a little soft still, and I don't.
And how do you spell that?
What? Soft? Oh, that's SAWFT.
Thank you.
Of course. but, yeah, you know, if she wins, she's got a couple of people she can work with down there that'll be good. I mean, Alexa Bliss and a few other the other heel divas. But I always like a heel champion. So seeing, I don't put much faith in Bailey winning. I would like to see Sasha continue to win and continue to be there. I don't know, but that's just me. She's on the main roster. But,
this could also be a push for her, you know, to maybe step out of that friendly hugger shell and possibly do something new.
Yeah, maybe. It'd be nice. I'm a big fan, but I don't see it right now. But, you know, maybe I'm the contrarian. I'll be happy if she wins, but I'll be like, what are they going to do now?
Hey, come on. Every Gorilla Monsoon needs a Bobby Heenan, so.
Corey,
you got to have point counterpoint.
That's true. You know, when I was talking to some friends, you know, the highlight for me on NXT is it's all the in-ring action is phenomenal. But the highlight for me is Corey Graves because he's really coming to his own. And I was saying to some friends, I said, you know, he's doing some Heenan stuff, but he could be this generation's Jesse Ventura. He's that good on that as that heel color commentary. And I really, really hope they keep him in NXT long enough to where he gets finessed so he can come up to the main roster and he can really be a big deal. So that's an aside that we didn't need to go into.
Yeah, he has really improved a lot, and I'm just glad he was able to make that transition from the in-ring performer to ringside performer.
Yeah, it's good. It's great. So,
well, we still have plenty more to talk about. We still got to talk about the main event for NXT TakeOver, which is going to be huge.
Awesome.
The tag team match. And then, of course, we still have to dive into all the action going on at SummerSlam, but that's going to have to wait until after the break. So don't forget, call us right now, 222-1280, star 1280, tweet us, pain_clinic, send us a text, 222-1280. We'll be right back. More Pain Clinic right after this, Fox Sports 1280.
Save on your next oil change with 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $22.99. Plus, earn double O reward points. Protect your engine with Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter, $22.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O, oh, O, oh, O, oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When my wife and I decided to get our 16-year-old daughter a car, I went to Auto Trader.
Get something fast, Dad, in red.
Got it right here. Safe and reliable. In red. Auto Trader makes finding the perfect car painless. Plus, Auto Trader lets me save cars I like and sends me text alerts if the price drops. Bingo. But my favorite is Auto Trader's Make Your Daughter Happy feature. Hey, honey, check out your new car.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's perfect.
I love that feature.
Go to Auto Trader and find your car your way.
Chester. Fight, Owens, fight.
I just want to punch somebody after hearing this.
Doesn't this music just, like, get you pumped up?
Yeah.
I feel like Ken Shamrock. Just start punching yourself in the head.
Slap in my head, yeah.
Back here on the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. Call us, text us, 222-1280, star 1280. Jay-Z operating the tweets. Send us a tweet, pain_clinic.
I'm checking the Twitter right now to see if anybody's... Yeah. No, nobody's mentioned us yet. Come on, get on the Twitter machine. Let's do it.
I love all the people sending in texts pretending to be Cash.
Oh, geez.
Go for it. I have a long extension cord. Okay. I don't know if that's a...
I don't know what that means.
Pun intended, I don't know.
Carry around with you?
Do not use elevator number 6. I'm still stuck in here. Cash and Stew. It's going to turn into a Cash Stew eventually.
Cash and Stew, yes.
We forgot about Stew.
Stew's in there
with Cash.
I kind of envisioned it happening like one of those Looney Tunes cartoons, and, you know, Stew looks at Cash Man and sees, you know, a chicken drumstick, and then Cash Man looks at Stew and he sees like a hoagie.
Like the ham.
Or a ham, yes. With their face, of course.
Yes.
But anyway.
They just start drooling all over themselves.
I love talking ham.
But of course, we are brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, Donuts Delight, Empire and Culver. Don't forget, tomorrow night we will be out. Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road. Pay-per-view starts at 7. Get there early. The Big Four are always packed. We will have prizes for everybody. There's going to be drink specials. Of course, the great food.
Ugh, the food.
The food, the pizza, the wings, the garlic bread.
The excellent waitresses.
Yes.
Or servers, I'm sorry.
Best wait staff, service staff,
easily,
anywhere.
Easily. And they take care of you, and you got to take care of them, obviously, but they do a great job. Come buy lots of food and just hang out and watch SummerSlam with us tomorrow. 4 hours of awesome wrestling action from the WWE.
Yes, and I'll tease this right now. One of the big prizes we will be giving away, a certain book.
Oh.
It's on the bestsellers list, a certain 25th book from the WWE.
Really?
To crack that list. Daniel Bryan's book, yes.
Yes.
My Improbable Journey to the Main Event of WrestleMania.
You can read excellent stories involving him being interrupted by some friends that were intoxicated. You can read that one later.
Oh, the tease. Well, let's talk some more about the wrestling action for this weekend. We came back from the break with Kevin Owens' music, so let's talk about that, man. He's pulling double duty this weekend.
That's right.
Main eventing NXT TakeOver Brooklyn in a ladder match with Finn Balor. That match, I mean, if there's anything left after some of the other matches on this card, that will tear whatever's left down.
Whatever's left of the roof. The Barclays Center will become, you know, one of those open dome fields.
It'll be nice.
Yeah. It's... That match is going to be incredible. I would love to see Owens win, but I don't think he's going to. But those guys, they're putting everything forward that they've learned and done in the past 10 years or 12 years or however long they've been working, and they're leaving it all out there. It's awesome. It's awesome as a wrestling fan to be a fan of NXT right now, because you're seeing basically the fruits of their labor. And these guys at the top of their craft right now in NXT. And it'll be a great match to watch. It'll be exciting, and I'm sure I've seen matches with Owens when he was known as Kevin Steen, ladder matches.
He is very
innovative.
Yeah.
You talk about Tommy Dreamer being the innovator of violence. Just wait to see what Kevin Owens does with a ladder. It'll be incredible. So,
I mean, and coming off an incredible match they had at Beast in the East.
Right.
It was, I mean... That, just a straightforward match, unbelievable. And you said it, the wrestling going on in NXT right now is unbelievable. And people that haven't exposed themselves to it yet are really doing themselves a disservice if they are true wrestling fans.
Right.
And I've heard people say, oh man, WWE is going to be so great in a couple of years because of all the talent NXT has now. Hello, NXT is awesome now.
NXT,
you don't have to wait for them to go to the main roster, quote unquote. NXT is amazing right now.
In fact, what we've seen when they go to the main roster, they do great and then they fizzle out. You know, you see what Owens has been doing lately. It's just not as exciting as it was in the beginning when he was working with John John Cena. They almost lose faith in these NXT guys after about 2 months, and then they start to become, you know, same old average. You saw it with Bray Wyatt. You saw it with, you know, Luke Harper. You're seeing it with all these guys. They come up from the to the main roster, and they fizzle out. They become just kind of another body in the ring. I would rather they stay in NXT at this point just to see them work and be at their pinnacle of their ability. But, you know, what can we do? What can we do?
Well, you know, I read a rumor recently where someone said, you know, Triple H, when he signed Owens or Steen or whatever you want to call him, he said, you know, here in NXT, I'm going to let you run wild. I can't promise what will happen when you get called up because I'm not in control there. But when you're in NXT, you're going to be a beast.
Yeah.
And you've pretty much seen that play out.
Yeah, he did one of the best things ever on NXT this week. He said to the crowd at NXT Arena, he goes, "You guys are the John Cena wrestling fans. You want to get heel heat in front of a bunch of smart marks. You call them John Cena." They lost it on him. It was awesome. It was one of the best moments of wrestling this week.
Yeah, but that will be a great main event to tonight's event.
Absolutely, 100%.
Fantastic.
Real quick before we start talking about SummerSlam a little, our buddy Murph texting in, "Did Rich and Stu accidentally get into the heart-shaped elevator? Hashtag sometimes when we touch." Oh, Murph, another one of our buddies going through it. Take care of yourself, Murph. Get better. Let us know if you need anything. Yeah, we miss you, Murph. We got to get you back up here. We got to get a treaty signed or something. Yeah. So let's transition. We're talking about Kevin Owens at NXT, and then the next night, Kevin Owens, I anticipate maybe one of the matches that maybe kicks off the event, although I think this could be one of the best matches on the card. I hope they give him time. Kevin Owens versus Cesaro. That could be huge.
That's what you call a hoss fest. That JR will be like, it'll be a slobber knocker if they give him the time to do what they need to do in the ring. I'm excited about that match. These are two guys that we've been watching for years that are now on the big stage.
Yeah.
And if they give him time, it's going to be the one that steals the show.
That's the one thing I'm worried about, though, is yes, they're touting this as the biggest SummerSlam ever. They've expanded it to 4 hours. But I don't remember the last time I saw a WWE pay-per-view card with 10 matches on it. They're going to have to cut somewhere.
Someone's going to be the preview match, or pre-show
match.
Right. Someone's going to, like they did with the Battle Royal for WrestleMania. Someone's going to be doing a pre-show match. There's going to be at least one or two. Just because you got Jon Stewart hosting SummerSlam, so they're going to do some vignettes with him. Yep. They're going to do stuff like that. So there's going to be some pre-show matches. I don't know which ones. I don't know which ones they don't have the faith in to put on the big show, but I really hope that one of them is not Cesaro and Owens.
Absolutely.
May I nominate the tag team match? Unfortunately, that's one division where it seemed like for a couple months they were going in a great direction with the tag team division. And we had some, you know, legitimate tag teams putting on some great matches. And now the tag team division is almost, I feel like it's going to become the new Divas division. It's becoming an afterthought. Yeah.
I would say the reasoning behind that would probably be Tyson Kidd getting hurt. Kidd and Cesaro, as much as I love Cesaro as a singles wrestler, Kidd and Cesaro were the best new tag team that we saw for a long time. And you know, Kidd getting hurt kind of hurt that division a lot because you got some solid teams. New Day is my favorite tag team right now.
And one half of the Usos going down as well.
Right.
Your two big tag teams in the division. You know?
And you lose so much talent, it ends up affecting the quality of the division itself. So yeah, maybe that'll be something they throw in the pre-show. Because the four-way at the Elimination Chamber with the tag teams was incredible. It was one of the best matches of the night. So
a bit too spot-festy for me, especially as they're all standing around waiting for somebody to drop from the ceiling. It's like, let's all just stand here and kind of throw weak punches at each other. Oh no, what just happened?
Yeah, I still liked it a lot.
I mean, it was good, but so, you know, we haven't thrown out much of our predictions here. So we just talked about Cesaro Owens. We just talked about the tag team match. Let's throw another match that really hasn't had a great build. The storyline is meh, in my opinion. That's Dolph Ziggler, Rusev. Kind of some of those matches that are just on the card.
Yeah, it'll be Rusev throwing Ziggler around, Ziggler doing his thing, and I think Rusev's going to be the guy who wins. I don't know.
I think Ziggler's going to come back and take it.
Yeah, maybe.
And he's not just saying that because Dolph Ziggler could get him 10 points tonight.
Oh, are you in the fantasy league?
I am.
He is in the fantasy league.
I had to tap out of the fantasy league. That's another story. Yeah, you know, if Ziggler comes back, I would be happy for him. But I don't know. They're kind of lost in the middle there, just floating around. And
I'm surprised they added the match to SummerSlam. The card was already set. Why not just wait?
Maybe the pre-show.
It honestly seems like one of those matches that's kind of maybe fizzle off that feud and kind of move into the next thing. At least I would like to see that.
Like a blow-off.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm kind of over the whole Dolph Ziggler and Rusev.
Well, on the card, this match is definitely one of the cool-off matches. This will come after one of the bigger matches.
Yeah.
Cesaro Owens, who you guys picking?
Oh, I think Kevin Owens needs this one. I think he does.
I think he'll bounce back from a loss tonight with a win over Cesaro, because that feud ain't over. That's just getting started.
No differing opinions here. I got to go Owens, too, especially because I don't see him, like you said, winning tonight in the ladder match against Finn Balor.
And he's got to look strong. He hasn't looked strong for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Not since his feud with Cena.
Yep, and he needs to look strong. So I think putting him over Cesaro, nobody gets hurt by that. Nobody gets hurt. I mean, Cesaro beating Owens kind of hurts Owens just because, you know, Owens has lost so much. Right. But I would rather see Owens win by cheating.
Oh,
by cheating.
Absolutely. He would definitely win by DQ.
And Cesaro's on the upswing. He's starting to get that groundswell of the Smark support and the people with the Cesaro section signs. So, yeah, a loss for Cesaro isn't necessarily going to hurt him, especially if you throw in Owens cheating or, you know, winning by DQ or something.
A loss will get the crowd behind him even more. And I think that's what's going to happen for that.
And who you taking? Fatal 4-Way WWE Tag Team Championship match. I'm with you, Jay-Z. I love the New Day. I want to see them. I want to see them get the titles back.
Day rocks. No, I'm not going to be a contrarian here. I love the New Day. I would love to see them have a nice longer run with the titles because they are so good at being the annoying bad guys.
Oh, Xavier Woods. Comical genius. When he said tricep meat, I think I absolutely lost it. It was the best thing I've ever heard in my life.
So good.
I mean, and for those that don't know, Big E is just naturally hilarious. Yeah. Like, if you ever followed him, you know, any kind of social media, like, I love it when he was first out and his whole big thing was the five count.
Yes, I need
five. And, like,
five.
Whenever he saw a five anywhere, like, I still remember it to this day. Like, the image is burned into my brain and I think about it and laugh. He was at some kind of grocery store and they were selling, like, oranges or grapefruit, but it was a crate or a sack of five. Uh-huh. And on the side it says grapefruit, five count. And he just tweeted, these grapefruit know what's up.
Yeah, he's got, you know, when they let guys breathe
be themselves
and be just a amped up version of themselves, you see how fun they can be. And that's what I think New Day is doing at this point. And it helps that they have Kofi with them. Kofi's like well respected and, you know, he probably keeps him a little bit even keeled, but, you know.
And real quick, let's toss in one of the more underwhelming matches too, and then we'll get to the real big matches. Unfortunately, I'm throwing the Intercontinental title match into one of those underwhelming matches.
Yeah, it's been really
big show, Ryback, and The Miz.
I know exactly who I'm hoping that comes out with this championship.
The Miz?
The Miz. Absolutely. I love The Miz. He is hysterical. He can just generate heel heat just by walking out to the arena. I think it's great.
With The Miz, I think he needs to be a manager. So
really? I absolutely love The Miz.
I would love to see Miz work like a Bobby Heenan gimmick. I think he'd be much better than in the ring. If you told me a year ago I'd be rooting for this guy, Ryback. I would rather see Ryback stay with the title for a while. I don't see Big Show's just ridiculous.
Ryback's success stems from reading The Secret.
Oh, really? He envisioned it?
You know, I don't know if you saw it, but like the one night he cut like this big promo on Raw, like talking about self-belief, and it's like, why the hell did they give Ryback a 10-minute promo to talk about all this stuff? Had we known they were eventually going to push him into a title position, it would make a little bit more sense.
Yeah, I guess so. But yeah, I'm pulling for Ryback tomorrow. Feed me more. That's usually what I say.
Feed me more, Ryback. Feed me more. Multi-grain crust pizza with little pepperoni. Feed me more.
Chicken wings.
Charlie pizza. Garlic parm wings. Garlic bread. 2 liters of Diet Pepsi all night long.
Feed me more.
Feed me more. And you can have more with us if you come out. Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road, tomorrow night for WWE SummerSlam. Special start time, 7 o'clock. Get there early. When we come back, More SummerSlam talk. We'll talk about the big marquee matches. We'll also talk about some more NXT TakeOver Brooklyn matches. Call us. Text us. 222-1280. Send us a tweet. We'll be right back. More Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Miss your chance to enter the O'Reilly Auto Parts $10,000 payment payoff sweepstakes powered by Castrol Edge. You could win a grand prize of $10,000 toward paying off your vehicle. But hurry, sweepstakes ends August 25th. Visit O'ReillySweeps.com for full details. No purchase necessary. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We're having a baby, so I'm on Auto Trader comparing safe family cars.
Honey, maybe relax and search later.
I can save my search, and they shop for cars I like while I do other things. Nice. SUV with a third row.
Can we afford that?
Man down.
Whoops, fainted. But my favorite feature is the price drop alert, or what I call the revive my husband feature. Price drop.
Oh, yeah, that's better.
Perfect. Oh, here we go.
Go to Auto Trader and find your car your way.
Where's Taz when you need him?
Here comes the pain!
No?
Yeah, I guess because of Brock, yeah. Yeah, Eric.
You know, come on, Jay-Z. You haven't been out of the game that long.
I read a really good kayfabe news article about Make-A-Wish, Brock Lesnar.
I don't want to know.
It says Make-A-Wish goes horribly awry as Brock Lesnar starts eating child. I read this same article. And it ended with they tranked him and they put him in the woods where he immediately woke up and German suplexed the moose.
Took the moose to Suplex City. Or yeah, if, you know, if that doesn't work out, of course, we found out this week that he could work parking security for ESPN.
Yes, and he did a really good job, apparently.
He was really good.
I heard if you don't have the proper ID, he pantsed you and made you walk around the booth five times before he let you in.
I'm sorry, if Brock Lesnar tells you to do anything, that you're going to do that.
Yes.
100%.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic here on Fox Sports 1280. Don't forget, tomorrow night, Pain Clinic will be out. Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 Eastridge Road for WWE SummerSlam. Prizes, drink specials. Again, one of those prizes, Daniel Bryan's new book. We'll be giving that away.
Yes.
Artiste will be giving it. No, he's not just exclaiming that he likes the book. That's the name of the book.
Yes.
Yes. With more enthusiasm, with your hands in the air.
Yes. Yes.
Sorry. So come on out. Remember, special start time for SummerSlam tomorrow, 7 o'clock. Get out there early. Hang out with us. We'll be there. Probably showing the pre-show, hopefully. All technology willing, we will be showing the pre-show for you out there.
We'll do our
and,
best.
Don't forget, if you're not doing anything this afternoon, having a benefit for one of our own, the Mark Fantasia, Standing Up to Cancer, out in Webster at the Knights of Columbus, 70 Barrett Drive.
King Barrett.
Oh.
Got some bad news. No more bad news for the Fantasias. We're going to have a good time out there today.
Right.
You can get tickets at the door. That starts at 3 o'clock. Food, drink, live music, stuff for the kids. A bocce tournament for all you Italians out there who want to go play some bocce.
And throw some very solid balls around the...
Again, track. All the theme stuff for the...
I
love taking the cancer
coming.
In stride. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Stand up cancer, have a ball for Mark Fantasia.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, huge news. He's been freed. On the line with us, the real host of the Pain Clinic. Of course, I'm just filling in the shoes and the stash. It's the Cash Man joining us right now on the Pain Clinic. Cash, you there?
I'm here at D.C. I'm still in the elevator. I've got three luscious ladies with me. And you guys can send some more food down.
You're hallucinating. It's stew. It's not three ladies. It's stew.
Oh, there's a bucket coming down. Sorry about that. I'm still in here. I'm sorry. I'm going to be late. I'm going to see AC/DC tonight in Foxborough, Mass. But you know what? I'm going to be there tomorrow at Salvatore's at the garage door at 6 o'clock. Not only do we have the Daniel Bryan book to give away, but I'm bringing those Kink Pain Clinic t-shirts, $10 a piece. You can also get a black one if you like the old school ones, okay?
Yeah.
$10 a piece. They give away a few too, but it's going to be a huge party tomorrow night. Get down there early. I'm just throwing that out. I want to make one prediction before I let you go. And by the way, you guys are doing fantastic. I'm enjoying listening to you.
You guys are
doing absolutely fantastic. But I'm going to tell you, John Cena is going to become the 16th time WWE champion, and he's going to knock Ric Flair out of that spot. I'm just throwing this out now.
I was getting ready to say something about that, but I agree with you. I think that it's going to be that with what happened with the Make-A-Wish, not that that was totally planned, but he's got 500 Make-A-Wishes that he's granted. I think he's going to come out on top as the next, because to be honest with you, who would you rather have the at the pinnacle of your sport, Ric Flair or John Cena, who is the squeaky clean Boy Scout? I would rather
have. Yeah, you know, and it doesn't really mean that much for, you know, in the long run, if you actually talk to the wrestlers about titles and everything, it just shows you where, how prominent you are in your company. You know that there was those years when we saw like six times the heavyweight title would change. And so you get a lot of guys with these inflated numbers like Triple H and John Cena. So, you know, but John Cena deserves it. And, you know, I won't be rooting for him, though, to be honest with you. But I'll be rooting for that that briefcase tote and redheaded guy to come out and take it from him after that. But I'm definitely looking forward to hanging out with you guys tomorrow night and watching. And thank you so much for filling in with me today. And I'm listening. I'm a big fan of you guys. So, and don't forget Mark Fantasia tonight once again.
Blushing.
My brother from another mother, as they say. He's you got to be there to support him. And thanks, guys. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks for calling in, Cash.
Fire!
Enjoy AC/DC. Bam, black! Out at Foxborough.
Well, you're
wear your Bills jersey.
You're about to rock, so we salute you.
Oh, pun intended.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, you know, he mentioned John Cena, Seth Rollins. That's a main event. Maybe this other guest on the line has some thoughts about that. Let's welcome in another Pain Clinic host, the Artiste.
Oh, joy.
Oh, joy. Good morning to you too, Jay-Z.
Hey, how's it going,
Dan,
man?
And you guys are doing a fantastic job.
Oh, look at this. Praise all around. We might get our own show, Jay-Z.
I'm getting a tear.
So what do you got to report from beautiful Lake Placid, Mr. Sanderson?
It's still beautiful, as always. It's been, a couple weeks up here now this month. Last full day up here now, which is fun. But a lot of hockey going on, but obviously, I don't know. It's my last day in Lake Placid. I leave tomorrow, but I don't know if I should sit in my hotel room tonight and watch TakeOver Brooklyn because I'm pretty excited for it.
The answer is yes.
Yes, you should sit in your hotel
probably.
Room and watch.
I will say I am rooting for Bailey. I heard the comments earlier about her maybe not being ready and everything. I think she's been underrated for a while, and I think it's time for her to finally get a real main spot there, especially with all the other girls getting the call up, and she hasn't. So I'm rooting for Bailey tonight. That does not mean I'm giving out any hugs tomorrow.
Oh, come on.
He's a hugger. We got to get him a Bailey t-shirt.
I'm a hugger.
Let's make a pool to order a t-shirt for him. That's
I'm down for that. I'm down for that.
No, you know, I don't think that she's not ready. I think she's solid in the ring. I just don't believe her as a champion. That's just me as a in her character yet. That's less about her abilities and more about like her character. I don't believe in yet. So
yeah, no, I mean that's fair. I think they need to give her more of a chance. And with everybody else that's been called up to the main roster, of who's left in NXT that isn't on the main roster, I think she's the main girl. And so I'd give her a chance at this point. I don't think it hurts. I think Sasha's already established at this point, has done a great job. But I guess I'm on Team Hug tonight.
There you go.
So, I would say also for tomorrow, SummerSlam, I am thinking Rollins is going to win. I'm going to go against Rich and what you guys are just talking about. But I just don't know how they choose a winner for Undertaker and Brock Lesnar. I think it's very tough to try to book that. I think they're in a mess right now, and I'm very curious to see what happens with that match because I don't think either guy can lose right now.
I mean, I like at least the underhanded, almost heelish tactics we've been seeing from The Undertaker, you know, the
many low blows.
The low blows. But I'm with you, Artiste. It's like the way they've built up Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
And given the shape, I'm sorry, I mean, given the condition The Undertaker is in, how could you legitimately put Undertaker over Brock Lesnar cleanly?
There's no way.
No.
I've been, you know, I hate the way they've even, like, they've built the story around the match. Undertaker's basically upset that they bragged that they won.
Right.
That he's the sore winner, quote unquote. And now Brock is the baby face. And I don't know. It just doesn't make sense to me in a story from a story perspective. So
well, not only that, but Undertaker all of a sudden is mad about it a year and a half later.
Yeah, that's right. What I was just going to say. He wasn't mad about it at first, but, you know, 16 months down the road, now he's really pissed
off. But they haven't mentioned that he's been at the last WrestleMania against Bray Wyatt yet. Was he not mad then?
Nah. He was okay with it then.
I don't understand. It just doesn't make sense. And I think it's because you know, they're counting on fans having short memories, I think. I don't know. I don't know. I just...
Well, I mean, has there ever been a time in our age where attention spans and memories have been shorter?
What are you talking about?
What?
Yeah, exactly.
Artis, do you remember what he was talking about?
I don't know.
No. But just one more time, you guys are doing a good job. I'm enjoying listening. Looking forward to being back in the studio next week for certain reasons I can't say right now. But I'll see you guys soon and keep up the good work.
Ooh, cryptic. Ooh. Thanks for the call, Artis. Enjoy your last days in Lake Placid.
Thank you.
All right, so, I mean, our thoughts on the big match. I mean, we just did kind of talk about Undertaker, Brock Lesnar a little. I mean, that's their money match. That's the one they've been really hyping the most. But, I mean, to maybe some of, like, the part-time or more casual fans, yeah, this match is a big draw. But, again, to me, the person who's been into it my whole life,
yeah,
that likes, you know, the more serious tone it's been taking on more recently, I just don't buy this match. There's nothing there for me.
I think... You know, the other thing that really kind of, what really grinds my gears.
Yes, Peter?
This last Monday, they mentioned something about how it being a match too big for WrestleMania.
It's too big for your biggest event of the year.
It's too big for the Super Bowl of wrestling.
We've been conditioned to believe that WrestleMania is their biggest event, and now this match is too big for it, so they're going to put it on one of their other events. If they had rephrased it, would have been better. If it would have been said differently, it could have been better, but... Too big for WrestleMania doesn't make sense to me at all.
No.
And I did read a recent article to someone giving their opinion on it. It's like, okay, WrestleMania nowadays is for the casual fans. It's for the people on the fringe, on the outside, trying to bring in everybody, trying to bring in a bigger audience with all these big names and attractions and all that. And in the past, SummerSlam has been kind of the event for the marks and the smarks. In a lot of the times, I mean, the past couple SummerSlams,
you've seen
the heel go over.
A year ago, it was all about Lesnar basically destroying Cena in a squash match. Mm-hmm. That's what it was about a year ago. So, yeah, maybe I don't know.
And the year before that, Daniel Bryan defeats John Cena only to have Randy Orton and Triple H come out.
Oh, yeah. I tried to forget that one.
But it at least exists. Yeah. It's one of those things where the heel shines at SummerSlam, whereas WrestleMania is more the faces event.
Right. You know, you make total sense. I never thought of it like that, but you're right. I don't know. I don't know how they're going to book this match and who's going to win. Lesnar doesn't gain anything by beating Undertaker again, but he loses a lot if he loses.
He loses a lot.
And that's my biggest concern. And maybe he doesn't lose a lot. I mean, I don't know. But if you lose to a guy who's as broken down as The Undertaker is, but if he loses because The Undertaker cheats,
it's a totally different story.
That's different. So I trust them because Taker's been doing this a long time. He's very good at what he does. He has a great wrestling mind. I'm sure that they've gone over every scenario and found the best route, but I think the way that they've promoted this match and built it up has been completely wrong. So I don't know.
And that's what we haven't talked about, too. Like, we talked about, okay, if it's a clean finish, whatever, maybe Undertaker wins by disqualification. Something we haven't factored in. We have to have a big curveball, a big swerve, a big appearance at SummerSlam.
I'm thinking,
what about all the rumors of maybe, you know, they've always talked about Sting? Maybe Sting? Or what about Kane coming back? I mean, there's the chance for a lot of outside interference in this match. And like we've said, it can't just be a clean finish.
Kane could be the most logical answer to that.
He'd be logical in two different situations, though.
Well, he owes Lesnar. Lesnar put him out. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Taker is his brother.
Yes.
So I would love to see a Brothers of Destruction run again. That would be great.
One more final
bad guys, you know? It's like the last ride for both of them, maybe. I don't know.
I could be down for it. Let's see what... I think it's Fred. Fred, you there?
This is Troy for Retro.
Troy. Close.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
He beat me to the punch. I was going to talk about the Brothers of Destruction, too. It's almost like this SummerSlam, for some reason, needs a big surprise to get over. Because I'm not really feeling this SummerSlam. Are you guys feeling it like that this year?
I'm feeling NXT much more than I am SummerSlam. But that's been the way for me for at least a year. Or more. Mm-hmm. So I'm not feeling this SummerSlam at all.
I mean, don't get me wrong. There are some matches I'm excited mm-hmm. for at SummerSlam. I'm excited to see Cesaro and Owens. I'm excited to see the Wyatt family versus Ambrose
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Reigns. I'm excited to see that because, I mean, the Shield and the Wyatts had some amazing matches.
That's true.
So I'm sure, you know, having the two tag teams compiled of members of those former groups, I'm sure it's going to be an amazing match.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and you got some solid guys in there. You got Luke Harper. You got Dean Ambrose. I mean, those guys have already worked together in singles matches half the year. Mm-hmm. So they know each other. It could be a very compelling match. So.
Yeah.
But, Troy, tell us some of your big predictions. Come on. What are you looking most forward to this weekend, packed of wrestling?
Well, for one, I think Randy Orton is going to steal the show. Versus Sheamus. I think Randy Orton, tag team title matches, I'm still taking the tag champion. Somehow they're gonna retain their title.
They're gonna make some $1 million moves.
I wouldn't be against that. I mean, they've been doing their best work the last few months, so.
Really, as long as Los Matadores don't win, I'm okay, I think.
That's not gonna happen. That's not going to happen.
Can they use the free bird rule with El Torito?
I'm hoping they could. that would be good. That would be excellent. I've got the, I'm pulling for Big Show because I watched this movie the other day and it was excellent.
Oh, yeah, it's a new movie.
Yeah, so I'm pulling for Big Show to win any kind of. Has he ever held that belt?
It was a couple of years ago at WrestleMania where he won it for the first time when he defeated Cody Rhodes.
Oh, okay.
So he has held the title before. It wasn't a long reign, but he has held it.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. Has Big Show ever held the IC title before?
I don't know. I'm not sure what he's had at this point because he jumps back and forth from being a good guy and a bad guy every couple of weeks and just
couple
I don't
of
know.
Hours.
Yeah,
I'm pulling for my baby Sasha Ray too. I'm pulling.
Both events, you want to see the boss?
Yeah, it's a team bad. I'm pulling for help.
All right, and we got to ask you about the big match.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk John Cena, Seth Rollins. Are we going to have a 16-time world champion, or does Rollins walk away the new United States champion?
Well, you said big match. I thought you were talking about The Undertaker.
Well, hey, you can give us your pick for that one, too.
That's the big match right there. Anytime Undertaker's in a match, that's the main event. No matter who's the champion, if it's Undertaker's in on the card, that's the main event. That's just my opinion. That's always been my opinion. Undertaker should always be the main event. He doesn't need a title. Certain wrestlers don't need a title. Like Hulk Hogan didn't need, excuse me for mentioning his name.
Well, that's okay. We're not WWE. We still talk about
him.
No, certain wrestlers don't need a title to be the main event. If it's Undertaker, he should just like WrestleMania, he should be the last match, the main attraction.
So I'm guessing you're picking him to win?
Because... the point y'all was bringing up, the Brothers of Destruction, I'm hoping for a surprise reunion.
Yeah. It's a logical way to look at the match. I don't think it's too far out of the realm of possibility of Kane coming back and helping his brother beat, the unstoppable force needs two unstoppable forces to beat it. And I would be okay with that. I wouldn't be against it. I actually was very happy to see Taker come back, and then I saw how the match kind of was built up, and I lost interest completely. But I get it. Totally get it, and I agree with you.
I don't think he's going to suplex Undertaker 17 times.
Not without breaking something.
he's not going to do that to Undertaker. It's going to be a good match, though. I mean, Undertaker still on his own without King. You know, it's still going to be a great match. But, I I'm looking for a big – I'm trying to figure out what the big surprise is. Because I was hoping Triple H would actually be in the SummerSlam to kind of push it over a little bit more.
Yeah.
And, you know, rematches Sting and Triple H, they are doing a lot of rematches from, a rematch of WrestleMania. I was hoping Triple H, you guys think he got a few matches left in him?
Well, I think he's got one more. I wouldn't be surprised to see him on the card for next year's WrestleMania, given certain events that transpired at this past year's WrestleMania.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would be okay with him working a few more matches. He's still in good shape. He's still solid in the ring, and there's some good matchups that haven't happened that I think he could be involved in. This year, I think, is definitely going to involve his wife and a certain Certain MMA fighter.
Certain 34-second champ.
Yes.
some kind of way, he's going to eventually have to face Seth Rollins. I mean, Seth is still in this move and whatnot. He may have given the okay and all that.
Well, yeah,
but it's been too much friction between those two.
That'll happen at some point.
Yeah, there has been the talk recently of, you know, maybe Rollins going face, having a falling out with the Authority. But eventually, leading up to some Rollins-Triple H matches, which I think could be phenomenal.
That has to happen. That definitely has to happen. Keep the storyline going.
Yeah.
But at some point, there's one more person he has to face, too, that this incident happened like last year, I believe it was. Well, when they put Randy Orton up, Triple H ordered the hit on Randy Orton.
Oh, yeah.
Randy Orton took care of Seth Rollins, but he never paid back Triple H.
That's true. You never know. You never know what they... And remember, they don't believe we have long memories, so they might have forgot. They might have hoped we forgot that happened. But I don't know. I think he's got a few marquee matches left in him. He's definitely not going anywhere. He's going to be there forever, unless something happens between him and Stephanie, which, God forbid, should happen. It does happen, but, you know... I can see it happening, definitely, for sure.
All right. Yep. Troy, thanks for the call. Appreciate it, man.
Prediction for the John Cena match.
Now you want to talk about that match.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
I think it's going to be a draw because I can't see Cena winning the title, not just yet. And if they're not going to let Seth Rollins lose, not yet.
Fair enough.
Dusty finish?
Oh. Hey, baby. Yeah. You deserve the stratosphere for me and you.
Troy, thanks for the call. Enjoy this awesome wrestling weekend, all right?
Okay.
All right. We got one last segment coming up, so that means one last break to take. Oh, Becky Lynch music. Yeah. I'm down. Let's all get excited.
Steampunk it up.
All right, one last break here on the Pain Clinic. Still time for you to call us. Text us, 222-1280. Send us a tweet. We'll be right back. One last segment talking about this big wrestling weekend, NXT, WWE SummerSlam. Going to wrap this up right after this on Fox Sports 1280.
Forget the dog days. These are the huge days of summer. Hey, folks, Tom Park right here at Fusillo Hyundai of Greece, where you can lease a brand new 2015 Hyundai Elantra SE, 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty for $159 a month. Has an MSRP of $19,360. That's a brand new 2015 Elantra SE for only $159 a month. And it's just an example. You can see more at Fusillo.com. And always remember, if you need help with your financing, go to BillyCredit.com. Fill out a couple of lines. Only takes a couple of minutes. And they get right here to Westridge Road in Greece for the huge days of summer at Fusillo Hyundai of Greece. 7 days a week. Yes, even Sundays. It's huge. 36-month, 30,000-mile lease, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents per mile over limit, 8% tax, $17.12 due at signing. First payment of $159 plus $595 acquisition fee and tax and DMV fees included in amount due at signing. $400 disposition fee, $800 HMF lease cash apply. Offer with approved credit through Hyundai Motor Finance. Prior sales excluded. See dealer for details. Offer ends August 3rd.
All right, we are back here on the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. Don't forget, tomorrow night out at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. WWE SummerSlam hosted by us, the Pain Clinic. Prizes, drink specials, great food, 4 solid hours of wrestling tomorrow night out at Salvatore's. And don't forget, this afternoon, a benefit for one of our own, the Mark Fantasia, Standing Up to Cancer. It is out in Webster at the Knights of Columbus, 70 Barrett Drive. Starts at 3 o'clock. You can get tickets at the door. That gets you food. That gets you drink. There's going to be lots of raffles, a lot of sports memorabilia up for grabs. We're talking autographed Jim Kelly footballs, Andre Reed autographed mini helmets, a jersey signed by Odell Beckham Jr. There's going to be a bocce tournament, stuff for the kids, stuff for everyone. Come out. Help us support one of our own, Stand Up to Cancer with Mark Fantasia.
That's right.
And his family's out there.
It's a great cause. Great cause.
Okay, so we got to cram a lot left into this last segment, so we're going to do some rapid-fire stuff here. The Divas Revolution. Team PCB, formerly, I won't even say it, WWE, do your research before you pick your stable names, versus Team Bad versus Team Bella. I think PCB has to come out of this one as a winner, and you got to have Charlotte or Becky be the one to pick up the win.
I'm going to go with Becky. Amen. I want Becky to... To win that one.
I don't know. I like Charlotte. She's my favorite. This is my favorite.
If you're going to do it with flair.
Do it with flair. That's right. That's right. So, yeah, I'm all
We got
all
Dusty
for that.
Z. I love this.
Yes, baby. Baby, we reserved the stratosphere for me and you here, baby.
And one of Rochester's own, Mr. Luke Harper, he is in a match again. He's with Bray Wyatt taking on two-thirds of the former Shield, Dean Ambrose, Roman Reigns. Where do you guys see this one going?
Oh, I'm thinking Wyatts are going to take this one.
Wyatts take this one?
I think they have a trick up their sleeve. Well,
I think they have a trick up their sleeve, and I think we might have a turn.
Maybe a Sister Abigail up their sleeve.
Finally.
Yes.
We could finally be introduced. Oh, we got Cesaro. That means we're almost out of time. And you had mentioned UHA Nation.
Apollo Crews is debuting tonight on NXT. If you've not seen an UHA Nation match, you are in for a treat tonight at NXT TakeOver Brooklyn.
All right, that is it. We're out of time here. Everybody, enjoy your wrestling weekend. Enjoy NXT TakeOver Brooklyn tonight. Enjoy WWE SummerSlam tomorrow. Why not enjoy it with us? Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road, 7 o'clock start time. Get there early. It's going to be busy. We are going to have tons of fun. Matt, Chewy, Hollenbeck, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having
me. Jay-Z, a pleasure as always to have you back here.
Happy to be here, folks.
Cash, good luck in the elevator. Hope you get out in time for your AC/DC concert. Artiste, have fun scrubbing that hot tub of love up in Lake Placid. We are out of here. We'll be back next week. Hopefully the original cast will be back on the Pain Clinic, Fox Sports 1280.